Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The National Weather Service's winter weather advisory for northern Missouri continues through tomorrow morning. Meteorologist Joey Walsh says northeast Missouri towns like Kirksville, Shelbyville, and Edina could get the heaviest snow.
Kind of in that bullseye area is northeast Missouri, and they're expecting 1.5 to 2 inches through tomorrow morning.
Mid-Missouri is not in the advisory area, but Walsh says it could get a wintry mix. More Missouri children have become uninsured since 2016, according to a study just released. Ashley Byrd reports.
A new report by Georgetown University says an estimated 83,000 Missouri children were uninsured in 2018. That's an increase of about 17% since 2016. The report says the factors are efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act and cut Medicaid, delays in funding the CHIP program, elimination of the individual mandate penalty, cuts to enrollment outreach, and other things. Kidswin Missouri, representing more than 100 child advocacy groups and agencies, says they are, quote, disappointed but not surprised. And a state representative who sits on a Missouri House committee keeping tabs on the Medicaid figure says he's not surprised either. He says the numbers are leveling off, like predicted, because of a previous requirement for parents to put their kids on Medicaid.
The former CEO of a Northeast Missouri hospital has admitted to an elaborate national billing scheme that duped Medicaid and other insurance companies out of more than $100 million. A 2017 state audit uncovered that 62-year-old David Burns, who managed Putnam County Memorial Hospital in Unionville, inappropriately billed insurance companies. In exchange, the hospital got a cut of the insurance payouts, but the bulk of the payments were pocketed by Burns' own lab company and its affiliates. Missouri Democrats are asking the governor to investigate after the health director says he tracked the menstrual periods of Planned Parenthood patients in an effort to identify women requiring multiple abortion procedures.
During the second day of the hearing, Health Director Randall Williams testified that he requested the information to identify failed abortions. House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid wants Governor Mike Parson to intervene to ensure that patient privacy wasn't compromised. The state moved to strip the license of Missouri's only abortion clinic back in June. In August, a judge ruled that the facility can remain open while the legal process plays out. Reporting in St. Louis, Jill Enters.
And details are being revealed about a planned Major League Soccer stadium in St. Louis. The Post-Dispatch reports the proposed $250 million stadium with more than 22,000 seats will be built near 20th and Market Streets. This is Missouri Net.